It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
As we inch ever closer to the public hearing portion of the House Select Committee's investigation into the events surrounding January 6th, more proverbial shoes keep dropping. The latest? The Justice Department on Monday charged the head of the Proud Boys, Enrique Tarrio, and four others with seditious conspiracy stemming from their involvement in the January 6th attack on the Capitol. They are the first allegations by prosecutors that the Proud Boys tried to oppose by force the presidential transfer of power. While we're waiting, it's time to vote. Well, if you're in one of the seven states whose primary is today, those are California, Iowa, Mississippi, Montana, New Jersey, New Mexico, and South Dakota. Of course, the big ticket is California. Few big races to watch, like the Los Angeles mayoral election. Although there are lots of names on the ballot, it's really coming down to a choice between two. Karen Bass, one-time chair of the Congressional Black Caucus and an incumbent congressperson representing the Culver City area of Los Angeles, she is still the front runner in the race, but coming up quickly is billionaire Rick Caruso, who until this campaign was a Republican, who's already dumped more than $34 million of his own money into the campaign and will likely keep Karen Bass to under 50%, which would force them into a runoff in November. Other big races under the spotlight, California's 40th district open primary to see if an even further right Trumper can defeat the incumbent in a primary. Democrats figuring they have an easier time to beat the challenger Greg Raths than the incumbent Young Kim, but who knows? And then in California's 27th, it's another open primary in a district that Biden won by more than 10 points, but the incumbent Garcia has already beaten candidate Christy Smith twice. In Montana, former Congressman Ryan Zinke, who left the House in 2017 to become Trump's scandal-plagued Interior Secretary, is running to go back to Congress, and a few other races are under scrutiny today. Meanwhile, two losing Democratic primary candidates in key Texas swing districts have said they will ask for recounts in their very close runoffs. Progressive Jessica Cisneros lost to conservadem Henry Cuellar by 281 votes. Texas law does not provide any automatic recounts, but if a candidate is behind by less than 10%, can request and pay for their own. So Jessica Cisneros will have a recount, as will moderate Ruben Ramirez, who lost to progressive Michelle Vallejo by 30 votes. Here in Florida, I can't say this was unexpected, State Senator Annette Tedeo has announced she's dropping out of the governor's race, but is switching over to challenge Congresswoman Maria Elvira Salazar in Florida's 27th congressional district. Good. We need her there. That leaves two Democrats vying for the Democratic nomination in the governor's race to run against Ron DeSantis. Ugh. So there's a small bipartisan group of senators who've been working trying to come up with a framework on a deal to do something about our nation's gun problem, mass shooting problem. But everyone involved is warning, don't expect any sweeping changes to the gun laws. Senator John Cornyn of Texas is leading the negotiations for the Republicans, and he said there will not be sweeping changes to gun laws. Law-abiding citizens' ability to purchase weapons will not be curtailed. The size of gun magazines will not be limited. The age of assault weapons won't be raised. Cornyn stressed that any proposal on guns would focus on incremental changes. Senator Chris Murphy of Connecticut, home of Newtown, is leading the negotiations for the Democrats. And he says they're talking about a modest package of proposals encompassing mental health resources, school safety mechanisms, enhanced background checks, and state incentives for red flag laws. I can't help myself. Not good enough. Just saying. Meanwhile, police in Philadelphia have arrested a 34-year-old man in connection with a mass shooting that left 3 people dead and 11 wounded on Saturday night in the city's South Street district. The man, whose name I will not say, has been charged with attempted murder, aggravated assault, simple assault, recklessly endangering another person, and other charges. An 18-year-old was previously arrested and charged with aggravated assault and assault on law enforcement officers. That suspect was taken to the hospital on the night of the shooting after a police officer shot him in the hand. The incident reportedly grew out of an altercation that involved these 2 men, one of them and a friend on one side, the other and another man on the other. Can you imagine if they didn't have guns? They'd have to rely on their fists for aggression. Probably a better idea. An Arizona judge declined a request by the state Republican Party to block most mail-in ballots for the 2022 election, preserving the voting method used by the overwhelming majority of voters. Arizona is among the states with the highest levels of mail-in voting, a system that's grown overwhelmingly popular with voters from both parties and independents. Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador on Monday decided he would boycott this week's Summit of the Americas meetings in Los Angeles, and it surprised many in the Biden administration who didn't think he'd actually make good on those threats. Meanwhile, a new migrant caravan is reportedly headed for the U.S. from southern Mexico. The several thousand migrants may constitute one of the largest such caravans in recent years. Well, across the pond, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson survived a no-confidence vote on Monday, securing enough support from his Conservative Party to remain in office, but just. The vote, 211 in favor and 148 against, fell short of the simple majority of Conservative lawmakers needed to oust Johnson, who has come under fire for hosting a series of parties and breaking protocols during the 2020-2021 COVID-19 lockdowns. The win insulates Johnson from another vote for 12 months under current rules, but those rules could change. This vote was triggered after 15%, or 54 of the Conservative Party's 359 members, submitted a letter of no confidence. Votes of no confidence allow for the removal of a prime minister deemed unfit to serve. Johnson's future is at best tenuous. But people in the UK might be a little happier. Thousands of UK workers will receive 100% of their pay for working just 4 days a week. It's the largest trial of its kind in the world, a pilot program that'll last for 6 months and involve 3,300 employees from 70 companies, ranging from financial services providers to a fish and chip restaurant. The program is being run by a think tank in partnership with researchers from Cambridge, Oxford, and Boston College. 4-day work week? I could get behind that. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.